Zvachim Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey, continuing on the subject of offering things bachutz that were supposed to be taken bifnim only. Hamakriv kachin demurehem bachutz. If somebody offers outside the Beis HaMikdash the meat of a carbon, which you're allowed to eat, but also together with the emurim, which must be offered on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and he burned these bachutz, chayev. Then he's chayev, because the emurim have to be burnt up on the Mizbeach. Even though the meat might be considered to be interference between the emurim and the fire, but that does not help the fact that he burnt it outside, because if he had done so in the Beis HaMikdash, that would not have rendered it invalid. That which is the same kind as the other thing being burnt, the meat, the emurim from the same animal, is not considered an interfering object. It's not any kind of chatzitza or barrier in any way. Mincha shalom nikmitza. If you have a carbon mincha, an entire mincha meal offering, but no kmitza was ever taken properly inside, and v'kriva bachutz, and he offers the entire mincha outside, pater, he's pater, because a carbon mincha can't be offered inside the Beis HaMikdash until the kmitza is taken. When he took something that could not be offered, and he brought it outside and tried to offer it, he is not chayiv for that, because he's not burning a proper carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Kmatza. If, on the other hand, he had a carbon mincha and took the kmitza off, and then v'chazar kimtza letocha, he took the kmitza that he had taken out and separated and dumped it right back into the original bowl of the meal offering. And then, v'hikriva bachutz, presumably this is one of those hypothetical cases that wouldn't happen. But so a guy takes a bowl that has a carbon mincha in it, takes out the kmitza, dumps the kmitza back in the bowl, takes the bowl outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then offers up outside, chayev, then he's chayev. Because b'dieved, if somebody takes a kmitza out and drops it back in, you can still bring that carbon mincha b'dieved and be yotze with it. Mishnevav, hakometz v'alavono shehikr v'sachon mehem bachutz. If somebody offered outside the Beis HaMikdash the kmitza, the handful, or the lavona, the frankincense that goes with an adava, with a donation carbon that somebody brings, both the kmitza and the lavona are the matirim, which will render the rest of the mincha permissible to eat. So if he takes these and offers them up outside the Beis HaMikdash, chayev, then he's chayev a carbon for this, because each separately would be fit to be burned inside the Beis HaMikdash, and although he burned both the lavona and the kmitza outside, then he's chayev. But Rabbi Elazar Omer, poter, Rabbi Elazar says he's poter, achi yakov is hasheni. If he only offers one, but not the other, he only does the kmitza, but he doesn't do the lavona, then he didn't take everything that's matir the carbon. The carbon, to be properly done, needs both the kmitza and the lavona. Until he does both outside, he's not chayiv, says Rabbi Elazar. Okay. Echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz, chayiv. If he burnt the kmitza or the lavona inside and the other one outside, well, in that case, he's chayiv, even according to Rabbi Elazar, because he completed burning all of the matirim. On the other hand, shnei bezichei lavona shehikav v'sa'echon mehem bachutz, if he has two dishes of lavona, burning both, in this case, we are referring to the situation with the lechem haponim, where you burn both dishes, both measures of lavona, of frankincense, to permit the lechem haponim to be eaten by the kohanim at the end of their week, when it's supposed to be eaten, then he's chayev. Because each one separately, each one of the dishes of lavona, could have, each one of the bazichim of lavona could have been burnt. Rabbi Elazar poter achi yakov zasheni. Rabbi Elazar again says that he's poter unless he offers up both the matirim, which in this case are each bazich of lavona. One inside, one outside, whatever he does. Or in this case, I'm sorry, we're talking about both outside. Now if, like in the first case of the Mishnah, echad bifnim, echad bachutz, chayiv. If, however, he burnt one of the bezichei lavona inside properly and the other one outside, then according to Rabbi Elazar, both matirim have been burnt, and so he'd be chayiv again, even according to him. Hazorik mitzas damim bachutz, chayiv. Once again, the Tanakhama says, if somebody sprinkles part of the dam, one sprinkling Even in the case of a chatas hapnimi, where each sprinkling is required, you must do all four. And if he does one of them outside the Beis HaMikdash, then chayev, then he's chayev for that. However, Rabbi Elazar agrees in terms of the dam, because according to both Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, kapara is obtained as soon as the first sprinkling of dam takes place. And so, in this case, he'd be chayev even one sprinkling outside. Also, even for the chatos panimi, each sprinkling is considered a separate mitzvah. There's four sprinklings he has to do, and if he misses number three or number one, he's chayev, because each one is required. So any sprinkling he does outside the Beis HaMikdash, for sure he's going to be chayev. Rabbi Elazar adds, af ha-menaseich mechag bechog bachutz. Even somebody who pours the nesach ha-mayim, which is stored on the Mizbeach for the Sukkos, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where they pour the Nisuch HaMayim. So if he takes the Nisuch HaMayim from Sukkos outside the Azara and dumps them out over there, or pours them over some kind of Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, then he's also Chayev. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Shiyorei Hadam Shekrim Bachutz Chayev. Rabbi Nechemiah adds the case of somebody who takes the remainder of the dam. There is residual blood from Chatos Pinimios, which has to be poured over the yesod of the outside Mizbeach that is in the Azara. So if instead he takes the blood that remains, instead of pouring it over the Yesod in the Azara, he takes it completely outside the Beis HaMikdash and pours it over the base of some other Mizbeach that he had created, for example, then in such a case, he would be Chayev. And there is some discussion in the Gemara about which one of the Karbonos we're talking about in Rabbi Nechemiah. The Gemara says in terms of the Dam of the Chatos Pinimios, that would be true, but in a situation where it's residual blood from a different carbon that was on the outside Mizbeach, he might say it is not necessary because it doesn't passel. But in the meantime, the halacha follows the Chachamim, and neither Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Nechemiah, as they stated later in the Mishnah.